And the Director General of Health says his ministry will be working as hard as it can to ensure the coronavirus outbreak in the Pakistani cricket team does not become a repeat of the virus spread among Russian mariners earlier this year. Six members of the Pakistan cricket team are in the quarantine arm at the Chateau-on-the-Park in Christchurch after testing positive for COVID-19. And in addition, several other members of the team have been caught on CCTV at the hotel breaching managed isolation rules.
There was some mingling in the hallways, chatting, sharing food and not wearing masks was obvious on the CCTV footage.
How many times?
I don't know how many times, but at least once, and it only needs once for us to take a dim view of that. So at the moment, they are all required to be in their rooms, which was the requirement anyway.
That is Ashley Bloomfield, Director General of Health, with us now. Professor Nick Wilson, a public health expert from the University of Otago. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
So when you hear that, what do you think?
Well, this is yet another sign that New Zealand's border control system is just not working adequately. This is in addition to the 8 border control failures we've had since August. So we really need a major relook at the system. And what we probably need is a traffic light system so that things are much, much more stringent for people coming from high-risk red zone countries like Pakistan, the US, the UK, but actually made easier for people from green zone countries like the Pacific and Australia, where you might just need testing and some home quarantine. And that would actually help with bringing seasonal workers from the Pacific, as highlighted in your earlier news item. So we really need a much smarter system at the border to avoid these type of situations.
Does there need to be zero tolerance, though, for breaches like this, which have been warned about previously? You know, don't do this. People go on and do it. What should happen?
Well, again, it's a system design problem. We shouldn't be relying on people being good. We actually, you know, with these high-risk red zone country returnees and visitors, the doors actually need to be locked. They just don't have these choices to mingle. You know, that is a design defect of the current system, along with the design defects of not requiring you know, very extensive pre-flight testing, pre-flight quarantine. And if the situation in these high-risk countries is just so serious, we've probably got to think about just stopping people coming from them until they get their pandemic situation better under control.
So a couple of things out of that. Firstly, are you saying that the Pakistan cricket team probably shouldn't have been allowed in?
If we had a working system, I don't think, you know, they would have had much more stringent testing and home quarantine back in Pakistan. But really, you know, the situation in some countries is so serious that it is possibly a serious option to actually stop travel from those countries.
And because of what has happened here, mingling in the corridors and that sort of thing going on, is there a possibility that this could become like the cluster within quarantine that we saw with the Russian and Ukrainian seafarers?
Absolutely. This is a pretty infectious pandemic virus. And, you know, we've seen many examples of how easily it is spread, with, you know, the inhalation route being the major way it seems to be spread. So this is a high-risk situation which should have been easily prevented. We know how easily spread this virus is, and we just don't seem to be learning as a country from this whole string of border control failures and other problems.
Thank you very much for your time, Professor Nick Wilson, a public health expert from the University of Otago.